Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our loud and local band of the week. This week, it's Warts. It's a loud local band of the week. Well, that would be of the week, Warts. And, well, actually, the band's called Warts. And you know what? I'm going to let Steve tell you more about
Warts
it.
Warts with a Z, baby.
Oh, that's what it is.
You need to bring back the old band, the Farts, and that way the Farts can play with Warts.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but I hate them.
There's a great first date for you.
I love in their bio that 2020 doesn't have to suck completely. All you need is Warts. They got a new EP called Worse Than the Cure, produced by Jack and Dino.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool.
And listen, man, if you want to find out info about this band, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. And if you love local music, you're going to love Sunday Nights at the Rock. 8 o'clock, it's 2 solid hours of great music from the Pacific Northwest. Bands like Warts. To the rah rah rah.
Yeah.
I forgot the words. And don't forget, the Hawks game has been moved to Sunday Night Football this week. So 5:20 p.m. for your Hawks game.
Yeah, thanks, COVID.
Thanks for the late night and a tired Monday.
I love the fact that we're on Sunday Night Football.
I know.
It's a chance for Rev's favorite guy, Chris Collinsworth, to call the game.
Man.
Are you a hater on him?
I hate Chris Collinsworth. Doesn't. And the only reason is because he's one of the announcers on Madden. So whenever you would screw up on Madden, he would talk S to you.
Oh, yeah.
And it would piss piss me off.
And that's why you hate him.
Yes.
I love it.
Absolutely.
I love Chris Collinsworth ever since we had Luke Wilson on the show, and it was after a Monday night football. It was after a Sunday night football game, and I said, you know, Chris said this, this, and this, and Luke says, oh, he does not know what he's talking about. And it's like, yes, all right, right. Then. That's why I'm there. Now I laugh at everything Collinsworth said because I figured, he doesn't know
what he's talking about.
Yeah. He's made a career out of analyzing football.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly.
That loser.
He probably knows something about it, but I don't care. He still pisses me off. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Chris, not Collinsworth, on the I-5. Chris, are you there?
That'd be so awesome if it was Chris Collinsworth and he just cursed you out. That would be so great.
That would kind of be amazing. Chris, are you there?
Happy Blue Friday!
Happy Blue Friday! Ah! All right, Steve, get out of here. Wow. For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Pitter-patter.
Nice. Let's get at her. Typically, what fruit would you garnish a Long Island iced tea cocktail with?
Orange.
No.
Cherry.
No.
Lemon.
Yes. What does the L stand for in the surgical procedure LASIK?
I.
No.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What does the L stand for in the surgical procedure LASIK? Yes. What car manufacturer makes the Avalon?
Chevy.
No.
Pat.
Who wrote the famous novel Great Expectations?
Pat.
Will Arnett voiced which DC superhero in the Lego movie?
Batman.
Yes, in which movie did Russell Crowe play Maximus Decimus Meridius?
Was that Gladiator?
Yes! Nice. What two colors are on the flag of Israel?
White and blue.
Yes, and Chris gets 5 correct.
Not bad, Chris. I mean, I would have never got the flag of Israel. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I'm going to put you on hold because you sound like crap, Chris.
Yeah.
not you, but your phone.
Yeah.
That.
It looks like you're driving in Bluetooth in or something like that.
Sounded good. You did good, Chris. Just your phone, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got through it, though.
We surely did.
And Steve, he's back, and are you ready?
Go Hawks.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Hey, I like that. Well, now it's about time we had C on the show.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Well, yeah, it is. That's a whole different story right there.
Typically, what fruit would you choose a Long Island iced tea cocktail with?
A lemon.
Yes. What does the L stand for in the surgical procedure LASIK?
The L. Laser.
Yes.
Laser.
What car manufacturer makes the Avalon?
Honda?
No.
Dodge?
No.
Frankie?
Oh, no. Who wrote the famous novel Great Expectations?
L. Ron Hubbard.
No.
Eddie Vedder.
No. Eddie Vedder?
I don't know.
Eddie Vedder's a great writer.
Mark Twain.
No. Oh. Will Arnett voiced which DC superhero in the Lego movie?
Oh, he was Batman.
Yes. Batman. In which movie did Russell Crowe play Maximus Decimus Meridius? Yes. What two colors are on the flag of Israel?
White and blue.
Yes.
Wow.
In what European city is Jim Morrison buried?
He is buried in Paris.
Yes. Jackson is the capital of what U.S. state?
Florida?
No.
Wyoming?
No.
Jackson, Alabama?
No. What is the name of the dog in Family Guy?
Brian.
Yes.
Nice.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win. 7-5.
Sorry, Chris. He's not there, but I do.
Yeah.
We'll give him a shot. Chris, I just wanted to say I'm sorry. Good, great for playing, buddy.
That's all right.
All right, there you go. Well, that was underwhelming.
Yeah.
Probably should just let him go.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Nice effort.
I'm going to say this.
Oh.
At both Chris and Steve, I feel like such a flag failure.
Oh.
Because I don't know how anybody knows what the flag of any place besides the United States is. I mean, really? I mean Canada I know, thank God, because I mean
Italy, Ireland.
I don't.
Italy,
I
mean, you don't know the flag of Italy?
Really? You know, Ireland I think is orange, white, and green, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
Italy is what, red, white, and green?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I do know.
You know these things.
What about France?
France, red, white, and blue?
Yeah.
A lot of flags,
well,
by
I guess
the way,
I do. Well, yeah, but
are red, white,
China?
And blue.
China.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have a game, and because of my game, China's yellow and red, right?
Yeah.
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 I think I have a game that I bought But I, you know what? They didn't have a Jerusalem faction, so that's why I don't know the Jerusalem flag.
So you know,
they had all the flags of all the factions. See, but you're right,
you're like, you know all these colors. You're like, yeah. I don't know any of these colors. And you're like, you just listed off every single one.
Would
we've
you
asked
you
Germany? How about Germany?
No.
Really?
Red, yellow, black?
Yes.
Boom.
You know these things. You know all the flags.
How do
BJ?
I know this? Yeah, when I don't think I do.
BJ, you got to look within yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
Don't sell yourself short. You know your flags.
You know what? I don't
you know your
flag. I didn't know the Jerusalem flag. That was the problem.
He doesn't know one, and he doesn't know any.
I'm an idiot. Blue and white is also that's the color we see during Hanukkah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What an idiot I am. I should know what that is.
See, you just had to look within yourself.
Oh, I wouldn't have had it in 60 seconds. That would have been done.
I can tell. Yeah.
That would have thrown the whole game.
This feels like flag talk on the Big Bang Theory.
Oh dear.
I guess I learned from that after all.
Jeez. I love that segment. Fun with Flags. I would watch a show like that on YouTube.
Would you really?
Well, like a 5-minute show.
Okay. There you go.
Because they were so awkwardly bad.
Yes.
That's why I literally loved it, the two of them together.
The car manufacturer that makes the Avalon, no one got that one correct.
That's Toyota, right?
Yes, it is Toyota. Who wrote Great Expectations?
Oh, that would be Dickens, sir.
Yes, Charles Dickens. And then finally, Jackson is the capital of which U.S. state? You're very close when you said Alabama.
Arkansas.
No.
It's Mississippi, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
you know, right next to Alabama. Close.
I know my flags. I don't know my states, man.
Okay, I'm with you. Of course, maybe I do know my state. Maybe if I just give myself some time, I might know stuff.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You did win.
Yeah. And you know what? We're all winners. That's really, including this woman that went on a first date with a guy. And that ended up with them getting into a high-speed chase with the cops and ended up with him getting arrested. Yep. Tell you all about this at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Let's talk about Brandon. He's from the great land of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
All right.
Now, Brandon, he met a woman on a dating app this week, and they went out on Wednesday night. But as they were driving off, a cop tried to pull them over, and Brandon was like,
"Yeah, I feel a need for speed."
Is that what he said?
Wow. Oh, and that first date turned into a high-speed police chase, Steve. And it only ended after Brandon blew through some of the stop signs and decided to finally pull over. He's like, all right, maybe I should stop.
Well, that's what she gets for not using their typical dating app, since she went with plentyoffelons.com.
Plenty of Felons is a great site, Steve. Yeah, this guy had an outstanding warrant for 5 traffic and drug cases.
Say, folks, just don't get it.
Just don't get it. Yeah, I don't know how this happens. Looks like he's going to face more charges, too. You know, I guess you're not supposed to elude police officers and go on high-speed chases.
All right, Vicky, you're on a date. Uh-huh. And somebody, all of a sudden, you're driving, and the cops show up, and, and he's like, oh, crap, and he just guns it. How do you react?
Oh, this is when I'm going to exercise and attempt to jump out of a car, moving car.
Oh, so it wouldn't like get you going, like get you excited, like, ooh, this is a bad boy.
No, I'm going to die, so I might as well get out of this.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be more Sarah. She likes the felons.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
I
does.
Got a feeling that if I was like riding passenger and I was on a date and like the person I'm with all of a sudden like if back in the single days and she just starts gunning it because the cop's behind her, I'd be like, I don't know what's about to happen, but I'm in. Let's see.
Really?
Goats, yeah.
Oh, I'm terrified.
Well, I'd be terrified too, but I think I'd be like in a weird part of my brain would be like, this is awesome.
I'm going to be so angry at her because she's just ruined one of my best favorite pants. Because I'm going to soil the hell out of myself. Oh, yeah. I'm on a high-speed chase? Blowing through stop signs?
Yeah. You're right. I'd probably have an accident, too. But it would still, at some point, I would think this is awesome. Until it stopped being awesome.
Now, the good news for the date was that she was let go because she had the perfect excuse. She's like, I did not know he was wanted.
I just met him.
Yeah. Again, if you're on Plenty of Felons, I mean, you have to know that sometimes those people might... God, that sucks, man. And if you're a person, what do you think about yourself that this is who you pick? You got to really wonder, like, man, this is who I swiped right on this one.
That's the first date I doubt he put on there. Like, I have 7 warrants for my arrest. I like to engage in high-speed chases with the cops.
I'm definitely going to, you know what? I'm doubting myself, Steve. I'm going to let my friends pick out the people because obviously I do not know how to pick out
somebody.
That's
the whole point of the first date. You get to learn about someone.
Oh,
she
you do?
Learned.
Yeah. That's called speed. I mean, I've heard of speed dating, but come on. Hey!
Oh, I get it, yeah.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So this couple's first date ends in a police chase and an arrest, but man, I mean, you know what? That may not be the craziest date that's ever been had. Maybe you've been on an even crazier date, or at least one that's equally crazy. We'd like to hear about those nutso dates you've been on. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is the craziest date that you've ever been on? Your calls, your texts after Green Day on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So this woman went on a date with a fine gentleman named Brandon from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who ended up taking on a high-speed police chase on their first date, and man, is that insane. So we're wondering, how about you? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What was the craziest date that you've ever been on?
So this is when I went on my second date with the guy. He told the exact same stories, pretty much word for word, that he shared on the first date.
Ooh.
It was weird.
Man.
I'd almost finish his sentences and be like, my gosh, like, we're meant to be.
Listen, as you get older in life, I can understand how you might start telling the same stories to people because you forgot you did. But if you're a first date guy and you're young, how's that happen?
Yeah, you got to kind of remember what you went to. I mean, unless you go on so many dates that you lose track of who you're dating.
Oh, you got to keep a book then.
A book?
Yeah, well, I would. If I was lucky enough to have had a lot of women that I dated, which I wasn't, I would have had a book. Because I wouldn't want to make those mistakes.
Yeah?
You know, I'd want to remember, like, what did I say about Mary? What was she wearing? What did I like about her? Because you're meeting so many people if you're lucky enough to, not me.
So are you going to pull out the book? Let me check and see if I shared this story with you before.
Yeah, before that date, I sure would. You know how I am with my clothes and how I'm anal retentive with everything.
That's very true.
If I was juggling even if I had 2 women at once, which I never did date 2 women at once, I think I would have done that. Because the last thing I want to do is F up by regaling something or making her think we shared an experience, but it was with the other girl I was dating. I'd have to keep a book. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that be embarrassing? Dude, when we went to that pumpkin patch and, you know, and she's like, what are you talking about? Oh, damn. You know what I mean? That's embarrassing.
I've been on many a dates that were duds, but the one that I always remember, I was 20, so 11 years ago, I went out with this guy. He was very insistent, like, come on, let's go out, let's go out. I'm like, fine, okay, I'll go out with you. And he said a lot of weird stuff during the date, but my favorite was he said something and he had to prove that he was not a racist. And by doing so, he's like, but I've slept with women of all kinds of races. And he's like, I've slept with Brazilians. I've slept with these types of women. And he goes on, he lists like a bunch of different ethnicities. I'm like, okay, good for you.
That's just like a recycling of the old bit. My best friend is a blank.
Right. You know? And I'm just like, cool, you're telling me about all your conquests. This does not make me want you anymore.
At any point, they say he's the least racist person in the room.
Something along those lines.
That's when you know you're really not a racist, when you make a statement like that.
And I'm like, okay, this guy. But I was trying to be nice enough because he was the one that drove. So I'm like, I don't want to walk back. So we finally are driving back. And on the ride back, he then says, because I had just started working here, he's like, so you're not allowed to talk about me on the radio, because if you do, I'm going to have my sister beat you up.
Oh, how about this? Love this guy.
So So come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Or sis.
So get ready, Vicky.
Dude, how crazy would it be if today we get a group text from, we have a group text up from everyone on the show, and Vicky shows us a picture of her with a black eye, and she's like, that girl showed up.
She showed
to
up.
To the station and was waiting for me.
Yeah. I talked about him, and you know, it's like Fight Club. I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah. Come at me.
Yeah. Come at me, bro. I love how he says, I'm still not going to hit a girl. I will get another girl to hit you instead.
Right.
I love that. I mean, he's got some sort of sense of chivalry, I guess.
But he was like, if we're going to be dating, you can't. And I'm like, what makes you think we're going to be dating?
Let's go to Patrick in Port Ludlow. Patrick, you are on the Rock.
Could have been the one.
Right. I know, Vicky.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey. Good morning, Patrick. So how about you? What was the craziest date that you've ever been on?
Well, I was on a date when I was stationed down in Mississippi. I had met a girl who lived pretty close in Louisiana, and we went out and went around to a few bars and restaurant and everything, and then she invites me back to her house. So when we show up at her house, everything is missing from her house. All of her furniture,
so she takes you back to her place and it's completely empty.
Empty, completely empty. And she starts freaking out. She's screaming and yelling.
Oh,
and
no.
Then we go up the stairs into the bedroom, and the bed is all taken apart and just in kind of a pile on the ground. And there's this little monkey stuffed animal. The head is ripped off and stuck to the wall with a little steak knife. And I just bailed.
Whoa. That is some serious high-level, like, serial killer type moves right there.
It was super creepy. And she started talking like, well, maybe we could put the bed together. Like, nope.
Gotta go. You know what? Yep. If you're a person where you scare a dude so much that basically his fear mechanism overrides his let's get busy mechanism, you need to go. If you need to fix this, it takes a lot to override the let's
get
busy mechanism.
When the big head is able to trump the thoughts of the little head, that means something is wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Man, you know what? Again, I will say this. Sometimes I really miss not being in the, like, not joining the military, because they, I mean, the life adventures are insane.
There's no way you could have done the military.
I agree. You're absolutely right. Both my father and my brother, who were in the military, actually told me, you better hope there's no draft, because you will not survive it.
How about this text? It says, I showed up to Red Robin for a date. There was a woman sitting next to us at the table right by us, and at some point my date says, oh, that's my babysitter. She wanted Red Robin too, so she invited her and her kid. Mind you, she never told me that she had a kid, and this was date number 5 or 6.
Oi, so date number 5, 6, she rolls that out?
WTF. Yeah. Was she hoping that you were going to pay for the babysitter, or was it just like a, hey, they're going to sit over there, don't worry about them. That's my child. We'll pretend that we don't know her.
Now, what if it's you? What if it's you, though, Steve, and your favorite movie is Babysitters?
That's a tough sell.
Still, there's your dream come true.
My favorite movie is also Rocky. I don't feel like getting into a boxing match with Apollo Creed.
All right, well, you know what, buddy?
All right,
I don't know what your fantasies are.
Love a Full Metal Jacket. I don't really want to go through basic training and get all crazy.
All right.
What if the babysitter's hotter than the girl that you're on a date with?
Oh.
And then you just hit on the, you just make the move. You
just do a flipper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go sit with them.
Let's swap seats. Here, why don't you hang out with your child?
Wow. Or even better, what if Apollo Creed is hotter than all of them?
In.
All right, there we go.
I'm treating. Bottomless fries for Apollo Creed.
I feel like that should be a sign. All right, let's go to, I guess we're not going to go there. All right, never mind. Goodbye to you, sir.
All right, here's another one where it's just a random occurrence also happened. Went on a date where the woman brought her husband. Turned out to be a fun night.
Open. Well, at that point.
Well, we don't know that. Maybe they just had good conversation, Rev.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is.
Do you go on a second date?
I mean, you know, do you call? I mean, that's a very fascinating situation because it is a date as opposed to we're just going to get together and bang. You know what I mean?
I had that happen once. I remember many years ago, I was chatting with a girl and then like, oh, let's get together and let's go get lunch. I never bothered to say on a date. You know, I just figured like that was.
Oh, see, lunch is so innocuous. Yeah.
So I go to the Ram, the meetup, and we're back in the U District.
You meet her at the Ram. She's got to know what you want to do.
I felt like that was a sign. It was her suggestion. I'm like, Ram,
Ram, right. She knows what's up.
There's a place called Slammers. I meet you there, too. And then she's sitting there, and it's with a dude. And I'm like, okay, random. So I was like, hey.
What's that about?
That was her boyfriend. She just thought we were being buddies. And she was excited to introduce me to her boyfriend. And I was like, awkward. Oh, well, I guess we really didn't have, like, we didn't really formulate what was going on here.
Highway to the friend zone.
See, this is where I say that a lot of women, not of all of them, but a lot of women, this is where they're clueless about men. Men won't ask you to anything unless they're somewhat interested, usually.
Yeah, I just thought, like, if not a date, at least, like, I mean, you would think at least I would have been brought up, and then at least I'd have that in the back of my mind. Like, even if you didn't think it was a date, you'd be like, hey, cool, can my husband come? He's got the day off from work, or boyfriend. Like, sure, great.
Yeah, I don't know why women don't get this. I was recently asked out for a drink.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
Well, first of all, a fuzzy navel.
The person asked me in my Facebook, and I tell everybody that, look, if you listen to the show, Danny, Vicky, Sarah, and they all have access to my Facebook. So if you ask anything, they're all going to see it.
Why didn't you say yes then, Danny? You should be like, absolutely.
You should have totally
that
would have been funny
that.
If Danny slid into my own DMs.
It wouldn't, yeah, no.
But I mean, it's
you'd be a lot of trouble if you did that.
And this person knows I'm married, so I'm like, What are you doing? Asking me for a drink. So, I mean, I was tactful and said, hey, man, I'm a real busy guy. We can't come out for drinking with anyone. But it's like, there's no good that comes out of it. Just a random woman just saying, hey, would you like to go get a drink? My generation, what that means is you would like to start something.
I think we should have responded and then just have Sarah show up with just like, her. She's like, so.
Yeah, be like, I was the one who answered. I checked my dad's Facebook page. Yeah. He wanted a drink with me.
Exactly.
So I'm giving fair warning to anybody who might want to send me anything. Remember, you're sending it to everybody.
So how should they send it if they just want to get right to you?
There is no right to anybody. Yeah, there is no right to me.
Yeah, we got the buffers on purpose.
Yeah, my world's an open book. I have no privacy at all.
I like this text. I took a chick out for milkshakes. She told me afterwards that she doesn't like milkshakes. What kind of weirdo doesn't like milkshakes?
The kind of weirdo that doesn't want to bring boys to the yard. That's what kind.
Maybe someone who's lactose intolerant.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's
for me.
I guess that's fair.
You don't like milkshakes? You don't like anything desserts and sweets. Oh, we've gone through this.
That's it. It's over. You're right, Steve.
Whoa!
Steve is throwing stuff at him, and rightly so. Milkshakes are 100% American, you
damn
terrorist.
There's at least three times a week where I say at home, I'm like, I just want a milkshake. And my wife's like, no. Story's over.
And I'm like, word. And she's like, no. Basically, they all talk like Shia LaBeouf. I want a milkshake. She says, no.
I was asking for a cigarette. You said no.
I said word.
That's how it was done. You know, I want a milkshake. She said no.
I said word. Story's over.
It's basically, welcome to Night at the LaBeoufs.
Wow. Just do it, man.
Yeah. I'm from it, you dummy.
I wouldn't call my wife a dummy.
Why didn't she give you a milkshake after that when she found out you're from it?
Just do it.
I know. I mean, these are, I think you're really being clear.
Make your dreams come true.
And dreams
just
in this case
do it
are milkshakes.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
just
you can.
Do it.
Give me a milkshake. I'm from it. Steve, you need to step up your game.
Yeah.
I'm from it, you dummy.
Yeah, there we go.
Love you, babe.
Love you, babe. You got to slide that in.
Yeah, we can't call her a dummy without at least saying I love her.
That's a good point. You really want to know that was a term of endearment. Hey, Jack White, not only did he fill in for SNL because they lost their musical guest due to COVID, but he also did just one of the coolest possible things you could do for a fellow musician. What did Jack do? I'll tell you, it's 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.